Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Republican convention and John McCain's speech, and we're joined by Washington Post political reporter Perry Bacon. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.
Welcome again. You are watching here in Washington. What's been the response to the Republican National Convention outside St. Paul? Do we know?
Well, we've seen in polls and also just in terms of talking to voters is the Republicans have been very sort of, you know, there's been some enthusiasm gap this year, but a lot of Republicans have been very fired up by the pick of Sarah Palin and the convention, I think, and there was a lot of negativism toward Barack Obama, but I think there was a sort of a coalescing of the base for sure in the convention, I think, behind Sarah Palin.
And there's been a lot of talk about character. That last night it was all about character, it seemed to me, instead of a policy. Is that a strategy that the Republicans, A, are comfortable with, and B, can win?
Rick Davis, who's McCain's campaign manager, said this week in an interview with the Post, actually, this campaign to us is not really about sort of issues. It's about the character, the views of Americans have, the characters of these two people. And I think they are trying to make an election about McCain talked a lot about his character in terms of both his military service and also in terms of his ability to bring people together and to sort of make compromises happen in Washington. And Obama's talked about some of the things as well. But to some extent, one side, the Republicans are sort of focusing more on sort of character and values. When they were asked about Palin's speech, both Joe Biden and Barack Obama sort of focused on she didn't mention middle class, she didn't mention health care, et cetera. They want to make it more about sort of these specific sort of pocketbook issues where they think they can link McCain with President Bush.
He's got another interesting challenge. He's running almost against the Republican Party. Sarah Palin is a base Republican, a conservative. She's more conservative than he is. Yet McCain himself has to appeal to independent voters. So how does he do that? That is a real interesting course to try to ride, isn't it?
They're making the case that change is less about policy issues directly and more about sort of pork barrel spending and sort of Washington not getting things done. They're making the case that it's less about sort of do you have the same Iraq views as President Bush, which McCain largely does. They're making sort of a different kind of case about reform. But so far the polling has shown in terms of Sarah Palin that she does very well among Republicans, not very well among Democrats, and sort of independents aren't really sure about her right now. So the question will be in the next few weeks, does she change how independents view her and also how they view Senator McCain?
Well, her speech was watched by, 35 million viewers, quite remarkable. And she now has a different challenge. That was a written speech for her, which she delivered very well. Now she's got to appear on the Sunday talk shows. She's got to appear in a debate. Do we see a different Sarah Palin?
It's a great question. I mean, the speech she gave was, you know, very much targeted, I would argue, it's from the way it was given. It had all these sort of sharp lines, and almost the audience seemed to be sort of conservative core Republicans and probably the press to some extent to prove that she was competent in the face of all these stories the press had written saying she didn't seem to qualify for the job. So I assume she'll be different when she's appealing to independent voters who don't care whether community organizers or mayors do more work and instead are more focused on sort of what the candidates can do for them and how they can improve their lives. I expect still we'll see a different appearance from her when she goes out to the sort of Ohio and Pennsylvania states they want her to go to and appeal to women voters particularly.
Now, the Democrats have not quite gotten their response to her down yet. They know what to say about McCain. Do you think that they're going to have to learn pretty quickly how to deal with her?
They do appear a little nervous. I was following Senator Biden yesterday, actually, and he sort of complained. He said the media coverage had been sexist of her, and then Senator Obama a few hours later said it wasn't. I think they're very focused on trying to make this about Sarah Palin's a little confusing. I mean, they'd rather run against George W. Bush than Sarah Palin. I think that's one thing you've heard from their statements. It's more about the George Bush, John McCain election than the Sarah Palin. They're also wary of sort of appearing sexist, and there's a whole Hillary Clinton angle to this, too. So I think they're trying to figure out exactly how to take her on. I mean, she's got to learn more about for sort of foreign policy for her debate against Joe Biden, who knows a lot about foreign policy. But I think for the Democrats, she's a tricky person to oppose. They would have been more comfortable with Mitt Romney or Tim Pawlenty.
Let me ask another media question. John McCain and the Republican convention ran against the media all this week. They accused the media of elitism. That's not new. Sexism, also not new, but very specific. McCain has been, throughout his career, the most press-friendly, media-friendly senator in all of Washington. Do they keep up that attack, do you think, as the convention goes forward?
I suspect that attack itself will stop. I mean, that attack seemed very targeted at sort of, you know, helping Sarah Palin. I suspect that particular attack will not be there anymore. But McCain has become a different figure. He used to be sort of the media courting figure, and now if you fly on his plane, there's actually a curtain where they close the curtain on his plane so the press can't see him, you know, when it's in the front of his cabin anymore. I mean, he's not doing fewer interviews. The sort of straight talk express is sort of, you know, not as – he's not courting the press as much as he used to, and that might help with Republican voters. And I just think they're trying to run a more disciplined campaign that involves fewer interviews.
And wrapping up the last 2 weeks, both campaigns have to go after independent voters. Who's got the momentum?
The momentum, I think, right now, McCain and Palin seem to have a little enthusiasm right now. Sort of, they've got a little momentum coming out of this convention. But I do think that still the election, the sort of core parts of the election are still the same. People don't vote based on the vice president. And since 1960 was the last time the vice president had a big impact on the election. So I still think that Obama is the favorite and the people are so unhappy about President Bush and they don't feel that the last 8 years it went very well. And John McCain is still closer to President Bush than Barack Obama. So the fundamental dynamics have not changed. But I think that Palin and Biden have added some new contours to the election.
And we've got 2 months, 2 months to go.
Right. I think the debates are the next big thing to watch.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Perry Bacon is a political reporter for The Washington Post. He joined us in our Washington studios.